Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
One last time here on a Thursday edition of Hail Varsity Radio, presented by Currency. Elijah Herbal taking you through here the final segment of this show as we finally get into Volleyball Day in Nebraska. A huge day, not only for the Nebraska women's volleyball team, but women's sports in general. Nebraska, a chance at setting the record for the highest attendance at a women's sporting event of all time. That is following the news that was announced earlier today. Nebraska has sold out the volleyball event in Memorial Stadium later this fall. That features UNK taking on Wayne State, as well as Nebraska taking on UNO. If you've been living under a rock, that is your update for you. As for Trev Alberts and John Cook, they are absolutely overjoyed by this news, as they should be. It's going to be a huge event down at Memorial Stadium here in August. And here's what Trev Alberts had to say as he announced the sellout crowd, and he thanks the fans for their support of Husker volleyball and what an awesome event they're going to be putting on down at Memorial Stadium.
We're about 4 months out now from Volleyball Day in Nebraska. It's going to be just a special day. And John and I just really need to say thank you. We've had over 82,000 people buy tickets to Volleyball Day in Nebraska. This place is going to be sold out.
And over 82,000, the specific number, 82,400 seats have been sold thus far, and that does not include indoor club-level seating as well as the field-level seating, which will be available to UNL students. So that is going to be pushing 90,000, a full sellout for a volleyball event in Nebraska. More from Trev Alberts here, saying that they are working on providing more seating to get everyone in the doors that they can.
There was such intense demand that our team did the very best they could to sort of keep up with that demand and continuing opening up new spots. And I want you to know that as we go through here, we still have more demand. I've asked our team, Coach, to do everything they possibly can. Let's look at every possible area we can open up. Let's bring as many fans in as we can get. I mean, this has blown us away. But we're going to do everything we can to allow anybody who wants to be a part of this special day be a part of it.
Special day is absolutely right with what is going down at Memorial Stadium. It's going to be awesome. John Cook echoing the sentiment of Trev Alberts, saying he was just as surprised as anyone that Nebraska sold this event out so quickly.
Well, right now we're all having an out-of-body experience because this just, you know, it's overwhelming to see what's happened the last 2 days. And I never really believed, as you know, I was doubtful, but when President Carter got up there and said, we're selling this thing out, I started believing then. And, you know, you just start thinking it, and now it's happening. And I just seen the reactions been incredible.
As for the Husker volleyball players, John Cook saying they're fired up, whether it be rain, snow, or shine, for the event coming up in August.
Our players are going to be so pumped up with 80,000 in here, it won't matter what the heck's going on.
So I need to get my media pass in order because, like many Husker fans, unable to secure myself some tickets yesterday. So hopefully the athletic department hooks one Elijah Herbal up with a press pass for that event. Crossing my fingers here in the studio. If you're watching on stream, you can see that. That'll do it for us here on a Thursday edition of Hail Varsity Radio. If you missed anything from the show, check it out podcast form wherever you like to get your podcasts, or check out the full video on YouTube as you can watch me and Schmitty losing our minds over the technical difficulties we faced today. We hope to have those cleaned up by tomorrow. We'll talk to you from 4 to 6, as well as Jacob Padilla joining us talking Hunter Salas picking Wake Forest. We'll have Brady Altman's as well, and we'll get Bill Dolman's take on Volleyball Day in Nebraska. That's all coming your way on a Friday edition. It's Hail Varsity Radio presented by Currency. Talk to you tomorrow at 4.